Yeah, so men of LFCF, Living Faith Christian Fellowship. This is Jim from DontParish.com. I was in Brookfield doing street preaching this past weekend in September of 2020. I had texted Nathan Bullen and several other men. For about the third or fourth time since I've been in Brookfield, I've let people know I'm there. No meeting has ever been set up, no public meeting. And I decided to drive out to your compound and see where your new building's being built. And so I made that video to show you that I was there. I am not interested in setting foot on Mark's private property. Mark has called me a coward because I won't come on his private property to talk about this testing. Here's the fact. I go to religious places all over the country. I have learned that hireling, lording over men will instantly call the police on you when you set foot on their public property, or excuse me, their private property, when it doesn't go their way. Oh no, Jesus said be wise as a serpent. So I no longer stand on their property. I stand on public property and I just preach the gospel. And do you know these false hirelings will still call the police? And the police come out, and the police verify I'm totally legal and peaceful, and the police let me do what I do. So it's just a sad fruit. So one, I will not set foot on Mark Bullen's private property. I was hoping he would have built his building somewhere with public access, but I see he's keeping it on his property for control to build his, what, net worth, because it's on his land. Don't know all the details. I don't really care. But I wanted to bring this audio to all of you to say my testing at DontParish.com on the unbiblical teachers testing, or you can look up on the internet, Google Mark Bullen Living Faith Christian Fellowship. My articles come up all over the first page. I've been waiting almost 3 years for Mark, Jesse, Nathan, who I just talked to for 40 minutes. You can hear that whole conversation when he came up to me in the streets. Micah, Malachi, a bunch of other men that either do go or have gone. A lot of them have left. Randall, Jeremy, Justin, Wallace. They've all left. But I brought this testing up to them, and I'm waiting for someone to bring a written answer. And here's my biggest point for making this audio. You folks need to know this. Mark Bullen has said, and I have proof on my website, that I've been slandering you and your church. Yet Mark Bullen, Jesse, nor Nathan can offer one bit of evidence where I've lied, said false things, or slandered them. No, they're the slanderers. And so I'm challenging Mark Bullen and the men at LFCF. Show me where I'm slandering. Mark has said my life is a shipwreck of hypocrisy. Show me where that is, Mark. Why are you hiding in the dark on your little compound? And I have made this clear when Jesse and Mark and now Nathan, because Nathan lied too about me slandering, and when I gave him ample time, he never produced not one shred of evidence. When they repent of their slanderous lies, I'll meet with them face to face. Not until then. Why would I meet with someone that won't even repent of one very apparent sin? What good is it going to do to meet and go over a bunch of other doctrine? The other men there, I told Nathan this, I am happy to sit down and meet with any of you men in a public setting anytime to go over my testing. It has many, many points to show you why your gospel's wrong, why Mark Bullen is wrong as a lording over bishop, why your contract is wrong, why you meddling in people's marriages and controlling women and encouraging them to disobey their husbands is wrong. I could go on and on. Just wanted to make this audio. Who's really being the coward here? I'm not setting foot on Mark's private property. No. But I'm ready to meet publicly with them if they'll repent of their slander or prove where I'm slandering, or any of you other men that can come, bring, give an answer to my testing. And if I've got it wrong, I'll publicly repent. What will you do? You're practicing a man-made Independent Baptist / Anabaptist / Mennonite type system full of false ways. Oh, I saw your Trump flag and your American flag up on your flagpole at your compound. It just proves you guys are worldly. Those are the affairs of the world. And Jesus said in John 17, his sheep, his people are not of the world. So that's my challenge to you, men. Repent. show me where I falsely slandered, correct my testing, and then meet publicly to talk about this testing. Mark Bullen writes whole books. Why can he not refute puny little Jim from don'tperish.com? Why can't he refute me? It's a good question. He's hiding in the dark. We love you all. 1 Timothy 5 says, publicly rebuke those in sin. That's what I've been striving to do. And trust me, I've warned many, 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 many families about your body that are not going there because of that. And I'm very thankful for that. I know there's bodies going there. And I'm hoping to encourage them to come out into the light. You know, Mark Bullen likes to boast that he's getting a new building. You know, that has nothing to do with truth. The Mennonites are much bigger than Mark. The evangelicals are much bigger than Mark. The Catholics are much bigger than Mark. He likes to boast that their numbers are growing and we're building a building and having weddings, which his weddings are hypocritical, by the way. I proved that on the testing. His son's wives are told to commit to their husband and do and go and live with him and do what he says. But when it comes to other men's wives like Jeremy and Pauline, Mark steps in the way. Even after they recommitted their vows and allows her to be a feminist, rebellious woman against her husband. And I am not united to Jeremy Slanton today in any way, but I can see what's going on. That's not the measure of truth, that you can build a building and have people. Jesus said, few will find the way to the narrow road, straight way, eternal life. You must place your faith in Jesus Christ and his shed blood and his resurrection. You must repent, change your mind, change your ways. When that happens by the Spirit of God and your willingness, you become a new creation. You're born again. That's another area where Mark lies about. I'm going to cover that in a sermon. He lied about that. Then if you're born again, you obey in holiness and obedience as fruit. You have a saving faith. Come out of the world. Come out of man-made religion. Come out of your false program. Come out of your contract. And you endure in the faith. That's the biblical gospel that I preached to Nathan. And you know what's interesting? I'll leave you with this. Nathan Bullen, Mark's son, who preaches and teaches at Living Faith Christian Fellowship, agreed with my gospel in the street. You can listen to the audio. Mark Bullen picked my gospel apart and told me I was wrong. Who's right? Me and Nathan? Or Mark Bullen? Something to be considered. I hope all of this helps to glorify God. I'm not about attacking and tearing down. What I'm about is exposing sin and false doctrine and earnestly contending for the faith once delivered. That's what I'm doing right here, because we love you all. I'm ready to come and meet with repentive men or men that can show me where I've slandered or any of you other men that can sit down and talk about the things of God. This has been Jim at don'tperish.com. We love you all. Go to the testing. It's huge. Many, many, many areas where Mark Bullen, lording over Diotrephes type man, is in sin. Test yourself to the Word of God. Come out of all your false ways, or you will not enter the kingdom of God, keeping your man-made traditions. Go read Mark 7. Your worship of God is in vain. Last thing, I have nothing to gain here. Unlike Mark, I don't sell any books. I don't take donations. I don't ask for people's tithe. I take no money. I fund myself completely in my traveling ministry, teaching, street preaching, making disciples all over America. What do I have to gain in all this? I have no building to fill up. I have no desire to be a pastor or an elder. What's my gain? You need to ask yourselves that. What's Mark's gain? He told us in a sermon one time, his legacy and his vision, which you have to support. Nowhere does the Bible tell us to support the pastor's vision. There never was one pastor. There was always multiple elders in a local body. Just another thing Mark's got wrong. Hey, we love you all. Check out that testing. You know how to contact me, men. May God be praised.